Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And our topic for this week's show is it love and light or is it energy? We're also going to talk about what we call energetic looping and centering in our heart. For those of you who'd like to know more about who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can always visit our website, www.kenpage.com. So now, is it love and light? Or is it energy? It's a very popular notion to send love and light. So what are we doing? If we think we're sending love, and the individual who is to be the receiver doesn't perceive it as love, but perceives it as a form of energy that they can't distinguish, what does that do to them? So when we are energetically out of balance, and we're trying to help someone else, what really happens? Are we sending love and light based upon how we believe others should be or how we think they should be helped? Remember, when we send love and light, is it energy or is it love and light? So these are really very important questions that we have to ask ourselves. And I guess the first thing we have to talk about is, what's love?
Yeah, and what is, and how do we perceive love and how do we give it to somebody? Remember, if you don't love yourself completely, and how many of us love the way we look and love the way we act and love the way our nose is or our bottom or whatever part of us. So if you don't love yourself completely and you send love out, what you get back is residual from what you don't love. And so one of the things I want to, because I've seen this lots and lots of times, and I've seen how overwhelmed people get. Because you can send it in a group and with a group, and you feel this energy. Then when you get home, all of a sudden you feel like something coming down on you or oppressing you. And it's the residual of what you've done coming back.
You see, when we're sending, and our intentions are always good. We're not saying that, you know, love is a bad thing. The intention of sending love out is a good thing. We do have a good intention. Our heart's in the right place. We're just suggesting that when do we need to pay attention to that? If we don't love ourselves, we don't love our hairline or our body shape or every single aspect of our life, if we don't love ourselves unconditionally, then how can we define what love is in order to send it or project it to someone else? Remember, my version of love is different than your version of love. My version of love is based on my experiences of love and how I've been loved and the way that I love and whether I even like myself, let alone love myself. So I have my own perception based on my unique ability to see out of my two eyes. You have your unique perception of love based on your experiences and the way you've been loved.
So one of the things people say is I'm sending them love and light, or I'm sending them energy, but it's going to be for their own higher good or what they perceive. But remember, most people are not in their own higher self or connected because they're in survival. Do you think that people in the Middle East look at or sense love like maybe you do, or somebody in the United States, or somebody in Australia, or different places, such as Mexico? So the question is, how do you love more than you've been loved? And not many of us have been loved unconditionally by somebody. I think my grandparents are probably the closest people that I know that were able to give that kind of energy because they were love. And then the question is, what kind of people do you attract? When you are in love relationships, do you attract people that love you more or less than you love yourself?
So do you and your partner love each other equally? Well, most of us would say that we love our partners more, hoping that as they experience the great love that we have for them, they'll learn to love us more. But we've found out that that hasn't happened.
So all they can love us is the way we love them. They can't love us more. So then the question for you is, how many times do you have to love yourself before you believe it? So is it 10 or 100 or 1,000? But when you completely have compassion and unconditional love for yourself, yes, you can send energy to others if you have enough. But something certainly you probably don't want to do at the end of the day when you're tired or worn down, but you can send energy to help others. And remember, how long does that energy connection with that area of those people last? We would hope it only lasts for the time that we're sending it. But what if it's ongoing? What if they continue to draw on us and it keeps taking our energy until we have none left?
So if we believe that everything is energy, then everything is also subject to the interpretation of what the person who's receiving it is getting. I mean, yes, we're talking about love here. We're talking about light, and that's a happy way of doing things here in the Western society. I'm going to send you love and light, or we sign our letters love and light. We're actually wishing the person love and light, and it's not wrong. We're not suggesting that at all. What we're saying that if it in fact is energy, then what is the energy of the individual that we are sending something to? And if we are sending, then we are also projecting, which means that I'm sending you energy. Now, are you going to recognize what I send you? Are you absolutely going to be in the exact same space in loving yourself that I am in loving myself? Are you going to feel the energy that I send you in exactly the same way as I intend it? Or are you going to feel it and sense it and perceive the energy that I send you in your own way? Well, that's kind of common sense when you think about it that way. So if I'm going to send you something and you're going to have your own unique way of receiving it, is it then going to cause some type of a interference or a chaos in yourself, in your energy field? That's another question that we have to ask ourselves.
And here's even another question. Do you know receiving is the number one issue in the metaphysical or in many of the spiritual worlds? Because if you receive, you're out of control. If you give and you help, you're in control. So how many of us are very good at receiving? And so when we get energy projected onto us or we get a vibration, it could go into chaos or it could be something that makes us go into a different kind of vibration. So really remember, receiving is a really important thing about allowing ourselves and not to have to control the outcome.
When we are sending, as Ken just said, receiving and sending or giving is the way we get to control. I get to control how much I do, how much I don't do, when I do it, how I do it, what it's going to look like. And when we're receiving, we're not on the controlling side. We're on the receiving side. So I don't have any control over what I'm going to get, how I'm going to get it, what it's going to look like, or when I'm going to get it, or if I'm going to get it. So most of the time, receiving sends people in a sense of out of control. But let's talk about someone that has asked us to send them some healing energy, okay? We might not know what they mean by healing energy, but say I'm sick, and I say to you, I'm really not feeling well. Can you send me some healing energy? Do I know what you're going to send me? Really? Do I really know what you're going to send me? And do you really know what you send is going to be received in the way that you intended it?
And why do you need it? I mean, what in the giant big picture have you created the situation with yourself to look at something, maybe to evolve, maybe to understand some other part of yourself by creating this? So if you're a victim, certainly we can send you energy. But if you're a creator, then we're sending you energy that might be not in alignment, line with what you're creating. And we don't know also, do you keep taking the energy? Like when you start to receive it and you feel good, like an extra battery, and you feel empowered, do you keep taking and you take more than they can give? So what is that part that we're giving? Do we give a little cup of it, or do we give a lot of it, or how do we receive energy like that?
Well, let's go back to when we're sending. When we're sending plain love, we'll go away from healing energy for a moment, and we'll just say, my intention is to send love. And whoever I'm sending it to doesn't perceive it as love because their version of love is a different energetic requirement. So are we then intensifying? So if I'm going to send you energy and it's going to have an XYZ component and your energy is going to have an ABC component, isn't that going to be a little conflicting in your energy field? Is that also going to look a little distorted to you? Is it going to feel comfortable or uncomfortable to you? Am I also going to intensify what you're already having within yourself by sending you something that's different? I mean, all it has to do is be a little different. My version of love needs to be exactly identical to your version of love in order for you to feel it as love. But I don't know all of your experiences, and I haven't been in your shoes.
And then we got all these other variables, like our perceptions. Like the way we perceive, like each individual perceives in their own self.
And that's based on experience and heritage and culture and the way we've been brought up and where we live and our job and our partners and our family and our friends and everything around us. And every one of us is different in that way. We're all made differently.
And not to exclude the part about whether you perceive by hearing in your mind or picking up energy as you hear it, or whether you see things in your mind, or whether you're kinesthetic. So if you're not kinesthetic and all of a sudden I send you energy, does that intensify your emotional or your nervous system, your body?
So now do you know what Ken's talking about as far as the modalities? We think the modalities or the ways in which we learn and perceive our world is so important that we've actually included a chapter on modalities in two of our books. Modalities speak to the way that each of us interpret the world, whether we are visual, whether we're auditory, or whether we are kinesthetic. For example, if you ask a visual person about God, maybe they're going to see a picture. An auditory person's going to hear the sound of his or her higher self. And a kinesthetic person is going to feel a sense of well-being. Well, I mean, for goodness, let's look at the world's religions today, and we can see that there are differences in the modalities just among the world's religions. For example, how does a Christian culture send love or even their ideas of peace to a primarily Muslim culture? So those are many different perceptions, many different ideas about peace, each based on a country's history, their experiences, and their religious ideology.
And one other big one is how do they treat men and women the same way? Are they equal? And so what if you're a woman sending love or light, which is energy, to the Middle East, and how is that energy picked up by the men there? And let's say they're angry or hurtful or sad or trying to take care of themselves or take care of their family. They're in a place of survival. Then when you send them energy, how does it affect them, or how does it affect you? What residual do you get when you project yourself?
See, there's lots of variables in all these examples that we're giving you, and they literally create billions and billions of differing thoughts and ideas and emotions. The word love alone is probably the most confusing word on the planet today, based on 6.5 billion people and their experiences of love, each one with a different version. So the very action of sending energy, is very powerful. Every thought, every feeling, every emotion, whether it's light or love, we have a responsibility associated with that. And when we send our version of light or love, which are our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions becoming energy, we're projecting a force, a power. It's an energy wave, and it will affect things in a way that may not truly be felt or appreciated in the way that we intend it. It's like dropping a pebble. If you throw a pebble out into the middle of a giant lake, you see that it begins to slightly ripple in the center. But by the time that ripple gets all the way out to the shore of the lake, maybe a wave now goes and fills up an entire ant's nest and kills all the ants. And yet all you did was throw a little pebble in the middle of the lake. So is the action of sending love like the pebble in the lake? What impact is that energy going to have on someone else?
Now, when you're starting to think, gosh, these people are really weird. They don't send love and light. What? How did they help the world? And remember, the main thing I do when I work with people is I want to love myself. I want to keep working and keep looking at the things that are strange or the things that are going south or how I feel. And what I want to have is love for myself and compassion for another person, meaning non-judgment. And that compassion possibly could change their reality by giving them more space to sense something new or another direction in their life. So we're not talking about not being one with them, but we're talking about it not projecting it, but being it. Can you be love? And be love is just starting with yourself. It's doing all the techniques that we have on our website, on the clearing techniques. And by doing them over and over and over, it starts to become a state of mind. It's like practicing. You have to practice loving yourself before it happens. And how many times do you have to love yourself before you believe it?
Can we only love others as much as we love ourselves? You know, after all, what's your experience of love? So not only do most of us not fully love ourselves, but our energy fields, the field of our energy being, is also projected out sometimes so far that it's mixing with the energy fields of others. Sometimes people's energy fields are projected out, several hundred yards, and that sometimes occurs when we're very young, and we push our energy field out, maybe it's to explore.
Or protect ourselves.
Or protect ourselves from any of the family dynamics. My goodness, think about when we're young and all the stuff that's going on in our own family. So maybe it felt safer at that time to just observe ourselves from outside than be totally present in our body. But when our energy fields are projected out away from our body, everything that's going on around us affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And when our fields are out very far and we are not in our body, we're not present in our own space, and we send energy to others who also have their energy fields out, is there a way of the energy that we're sending, and we've talked before about a collective consciousness of energy, so say I'm sending love, and yes, there's a consciousness that feels love, knows love, feeds on love, is not love, but all of the thoughts and the emotions and the feelings of love are all generated and gathered and collected into this one consciousness called love. So will the consciousness of love around the person that we're trying to help be attracted to us because, after all, we're sending out this same kind of energy. And then, by now, my energy field's out, that energy field's out, the other person's energy field is out, the consciousness field of energy of love. Can you imagine how distorted everything has come? It's like the telephone game, you know, where when we were kids, one person sat at one end of the line, and by the time the message got to the other end of the line, it was so distorted by all the people in the middle that you didn't even recognize it. Well, is that not what's happening when we are projecting or sending energy? It becomes distorted based on all of the projections of love from all the other people.
And what we've been working on for the last few years, and we've written a book about transference, and what we found with love is it's so crisscross. So every person is crisscrossed with so many different people. The people in their life, their parents, their brothers, lovers, all these different things have crisscrossed to where it starts to become almost like a spider web of emotional energy that has imprinted itself onto us. And so we found a way of releasing those patterns. And by releasing those patterns, do you know when an average person releases all the stuff from their past, none of it is them. It's all the projections that they have tried to be or people have put onto them. They have adapted to be more like whatever they thought they had to be. And they lost themselves.
So most of the time, what you are sensing inside yourself, you have to basically ask yourself, is this my feeling or my emotion, or is this the feeling or emotion of my partner? Am I really feeling what my partner's feeling? If I'm feeling yucky, is it really because my partner's feeling yucky? If I'm not loving myself, is it because my partner's not loving themselves? We don't even know how much mixture that spider web weaves around us. So sending love and light and energy to others when we've not learned to love ourselves unconditionally, we've talked about loving unconditionally, it begins with the compassion of just accepting who we are first.
Now, what I think we should do is get into the second part and how we energetically loop or how we attract, okay? Because sometimes if we send energy, what we get back is possibly what we don't love, and we start to loop or connect in a way that keeps perpetuating that kind of energy and those kind of relationships.
So in our next segment, we're going to talk much more about energetic looping and how that happens. But we just want to go back to what we advocate. This is just our opinion and what we've come to see over 35 years of time. It's not something that you have to take for yourself, but just listen to this suggestion, if you will. Just be love. Be love for yourself. Love yourself unconditionally and have compassion for others. And so that way we don't send something. We become the space of love. And others can have the choice to receive it.
So we're going to take a short break now.
Make sure that you stay tuned right here to The Way It Works, because in the next segment today, we will continue about talking about loving and light and sending energy, and we're going to get into energetic looping.
And what we're really looking at is how do we energetically or help somebody create a space that they never knew they had within them to make another decision. Is that a gift?
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
today we've been talking about love and light and sending energy. Now we want to talk about energetically looping.
Well, in the first segment, sending love and light probably sounded a little bit confusing to you. And we talked about energetic fields being out and how we send energy or how we receive energy or how we give energy and how others get energy. So what we call this is energetic looping.
And one of the things we're not advocating, we only want to be sure that your nervous system's not overwhelmed or you don't stop. Do you know the average healer only lasts 3 years before they're burnt out? So those are the things we're just trying to give you tools to help yourself to where you can stay more balanced and have more choices.
What we want to do is just help you be healthy. That's really the basis of everything that we try to teach in all of our years. Energetic looping is the projecting or the engaging with others of energy projections. It sounds like a lot of big mumbo-jumbo words, so let's break it down. If I'm going to interact with you, I'm going to use my energy to interact with you. You're going to use your energy to interact with me. What we usually prefer to do is project energy from our heart. Everyone wants to say, I'm centered in my heart, and so I'm going to project energy from my heart or my higher chakra, because most of us were taught that our higher chakras, and that's the one in our heart and our throat and our third eye and our crown, are, because they're called higher chakras, that they are more spiritual than our lower chakras. Well, the lower chakras are the necessary ingredients of us being human. And some people are confused by the energy of the lower chakras because they say, well, that's what our issues originate from, and it's my human side, and all I want to do is work from my spiritual side. But the confusion comes because the lower chakras are engaged. You've chosen to be human. We all have. We're here in human form. And there are three very, very distinct patterns that originate in the lower chakras, and there are very specific issues that deal with each of those chakras. For example, the first chakra at the base of the spine, it's got three vibrations. It's going to...
That means it's three elements within that base chakra, three different vibrations.
It's going to collect and project energy, three different types. So there are three separate levels of vibration in the root or the base chakra. And for those of you who don't know where that is, it's right where you sit, right in the center of your groin.
Okay. And so the first one we have is one we all are aware of, and that's sexual survival. That's the dynamics that we have been in a lot of sexual ways that we've been.
The second is sexual creative, and that's where two individuals in an intimate relationship can also become creative partners. And most individuals don't think of the intimate sexual relationship as being creative. They just think of it as intimate sex or sex. But this is a definite vibration that's there.
Now the third vibration, and that's the one that we want to try to get you to be sure you're safe with, and that's the creativity. And most people shut down their base chakra, but when they shut it down because of things that happened to them or bad relationships or things that haven't been safe in their life or how people project onto their body and they sense the energy, they shut down their creativity along with their base chakra. And then they feel like they just can't create or they just, it almost affects your life force.
Then we go up to the hara point. Well, the hara point is right around your belly button or your navel. We call that your lower abdomen. And the hara point, the H-A-R-A point, that's the balance of our masculine and our feminine sides. If you study Tai Chi or Qigong, you're going to understand the yang and the yin and the masculine and the feminine. And that's a main issue that comes from that space of the chakra, that second chakra right there. Now, the third chakra, right underneath your breastbone, between your breastbone and down towards your waist, is called the solar plexus chakra. And that's the center of power and control. But solar also means sun, and that's also the place where our ego personality lives. And it's also the center of all of our emotions.
So how many of us have issues with those lower three chakras? Sexual energy, creative energy, male and female energy, power and control energy. That makes up 90% of the people I know issues those vibrations.
So what we're suggesting is many individuals want to center in their heart by developing our chakras. When we're young, we begin in the root, then we move to the hara point, and then we come to the solar plexus, and then we try to open up our heart. And when we work on opening up our heart, well, then something happens, and we shut down our heart. And then we open it up again, and we see if it's safe or not, and then we get our heart broken, and something closes it down again. So there's a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and a lot of emotion that goes around with the heart chakra. Well, think about it. Where's the heart? It's right on top of the emotions, the center of all of your emotions in your solar plexus chakra. So doing it the normal way, we're literally dragging, you know, coming up from the root up to our heart as we're opening it. We're dragging in all of our emotions into our heart chakra. So it's no wonder we don't feel safe when we try to center in our heart.
And also remember, it starts to set up a pattern. So what happens when you fall in love, or you really open, or you make that connection with another person, or you make that connection with somebody you love?
Well, every time we fall in love, we move into our heart. We stay, we want to be in our heart center because we want to feel that love for ourselves and for our lover. And so our lover and us, well, let's say our the one we fall in love with before they become our lover, we mix our energies, we bring our life force together. We want to have that love feel real to us. We obtain a sense of togetherness that maybe we've never felt before. We want to become one with each other just so that we can understand what love feels like and really is.
And well, when you take your love and their love and it, and you can mix it, it's even larger.
Yeah, it becomes real for us. And some of the time it becomes real for the first time. At least that's the way it always feels in the beginning. But then we make love. Well, then when we make love, it moves us from our heart center down to our base chakra, because what is that? That's our sexual vibration there. And then where does the energy go? It goes from our heart center to our root chakra, then goes to our partner's root chakra because we're making love, and then it goes up to their heart chakra. Then comes back to our heart center, down to our root, over to our partner's root, and up to their heart. That's what we call energetic looping, and it actually intensifies the energy in our heart chakra. It can intensify it to where love becomes passionate and vibrant and just incredible. It also can become painful, and that can be when we want to shut our heart center down.
And you can see when all of a sudden you break up, or a relationship's not what you thought it was, and you shut down your heart, you actually start shutting down different parts of your energy field or points in your meridian field.
And that's when we have become so overwhelmed with the emotion of life, we don't want to center in our heart anymore.
So we're going to take a short break now.
Make sure you stay tuned to The Way It Works right here on HealthyLife.net Radio, because we're going to continue to talk about our emotional bodies when we center in our heart. We're going to continue talking about energetic looping in our next segment.
And we're going to
right back.
And we're going to show you what to do to stop that pattern that you might have picked up.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about love and light and energetically looping. In the last segment, we were talking about how we continue to run patterns in our life, and those patterns are also people. Why do we keep attracting the same type of energy in people over and over and over again? And so subconsciously, we do that. So we're not conscious of it because we changed the size, we changed the look, we changed all the different kinds, even the nationality of the person, but it still gets into certain patterns. And the patterns that we all can recognize are power and control. Patterns we recognize are dynamics between men and women and whether somebody wants you to take your power. And then dynamics are also how another person takes our energy, actually sucks the life force out of us to where we don't have any left for ourselves.
So here we are. We fell in love again. We have a whole brand new partner. They look different. They seem different. And in the beginning, it is different. And then we begin that energetic looping. Remember, that's what we talked about earlier. We go from my heart center down to my chakra, my root chakra, then to my partner's root chakra, then their heart chakra, and heart to heart. And the minute we go heart to heart and drop down into our root chakra so that when we make love, it begins to hurt. Our heart chakra requires that we be open, not just closed down, or not closed down, not shut down, or even partially open. And when we recognize, oh my gosh, this is the exact same thing that's happened in my last relationship. How could I have done this again? I thought I had somebody totally new this time. I thought everything was going to change. Well, we soon discover once more that we have to learn and find a different way of being open because we're getting so overwhelmed with all the emotions in our life. One more time, our nervous system's beginning to feel burned out, and we are becoming way too sensitive in this relationship again.
And remember, this is not just heart-to-heart, base chakra. How about when we get into the relationship, we go heart-to-heart and then down to the second chakra, or male and female issues we have with a person. We're looping that way. And then we have issues with power and control. And then we're looping heart-to-heart, base chakra, or solar plexus, and we're continuing looping. Remember, and here's the challenge. Do we become addicted after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of that kind of energy to where we keep attracting it?
Addiction is a hard word, and many people are saying, well, we'll say right away the minute you hear it, oh, I don't have an addiction. I don't have an addiction. Well, what we're saying is that even if it doesn't matter what you call it, it's what you've gotten accustomed to. It's what you know. It's even what you may feel comfortable with. It might be painful, but at least you know what it is. So we tend to go back into the same old ways of being. That's what a pattern is.
And it could be just because we survived it. Can we continue to follow the things we survived, even though we don't like them?
Definitely didn't like it.
But we survived it, and is it better than something that we don't know because we don't know what will happen to us?
So in the meantime, what we're doing is we're losing a part of ourselves because we keep shutting down that creative part of our root chakra. So the question now becomes, how can I keep myself open in my heart center without attracting all those old patterns, all those old energy dynamics, keep up that energetic looping, and not keep my root chakra down? You know, my root chakra, my sexual self, I don't want to attract it more of what I don't want anymore. I don't want to do that. But unfortunately, by feeling that my survival is dependent on not experiencing my root chakra, okay, remember, it was not what I liked, but I survived it, so I'm going to shut it down.
But we have a lot of elements there that we don't know. What was the person you were with thinking? What were they going on? Did they have some kind of problem in their life, emotional? Or were they on some kind of alcohol or some other type of dynamics that was actually projected into you during the time that you were intimate? And did you get imprinted? And does that imprint start to affect the energy flow in your body?
And it's not just the partner themselves. It's the partner's experiences and their relationships. So you're not just, what do they say, you don't sleep with the person, you sleep with the person's entire family and their entire experiences?
Carlos Castaneda said it very well. He said the energetically imprint of that time that we're together stays with us about 7 years. Can you imagine? Even if it's 3 years or whatever it is, that's way too long to pick up the energetic pattern from an old lover and still have it with us.
Yeah, I've released the lover. Isn't everything else going to be released? So what we do know is that what I have experienced in the past and I don't want to experience, and I've shut my root chakra back down, I've also moved away from what? My passion for living, my creativity. I don't want to be addicted to those old things anymore. I don't want to have that old energy. Well, this is life. It's not right or wrong. We're not saying that what is happening here is good or bad. It's a normal factor of life. It's called life stuff. And it's the old energy that we feel will take us back to love and to all the experiences that we can have when we are in love. Remember, we all remember what it was like to fall in love, and we want those experiences again. So each of us is made up of all of that energy and all those projections, and we move back into that because we know it. The end result may not be what we want, but we begin again to attract the same kind of energy and the same kind of imprints. And the same kind of people. So what do you think would happen to a person who's making love with their partner, and that partner's fantasizing about another individual? Well, the energy that's attracted to that partner in that moment is passed on to both of you. So just like what Ken was saying, how much of that energy do you still want in your life? How can we change this now? So how can we change the energy in our body so that we can change the way that we feel? Well, we have a trick. We have a simple technique that you can do that. And that's by moving to your pineal gland. It's a small gland in the center of your head. And when you do that, when you move away from your heart center, we're not suggesting you're going to move away from your heart center forever, just to give yourself a space where you can begin to learn to be passionate and creative again. Give yourself an opportunity to breathe and find some compassion and love for you again.
That's like when you have so much energy running in your house or in a certain circuit. If you don't put in another breaker, it keeps tripping. Move your center to a place where you can develop the subtle senses. You can be actually more sensitive but less reactive. Would that be a great tool before you went back into your heart?
Well, if you really want to attract a different relationship and feel good about yourself and the way in which you communicate others, stay right here with us for our next segment, because we're going to give you some really helpful tools so that you aren't looping energetically with anyone anymore, that whatever you're sending out is exactly, hopefully, what you intend, and also that your emotions aren't going to be intensified and you can finally feel free for yourself. So stay, come back to The Way It Works.
And now we're going to take a short break and be right back.
On HealthyLife.net Radio.
Most
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about love and light and energy and looping. And the only one we really want to discuss is ways that you can help yourself to where you can stop a cycle that you might have been in for a while.
We've been talking about energetic looping from the heart to the chakra of the base and how we loop with old people in the same old way and we think it's a new person and creating new energy patterns. And if you want to have a different relationship, if you really want to feel good about yourself, if you want to have a different way of communicating, then what we can do is help you release the imprints and the old patterns so that you no longer attract the same kind of experiences to you. Basically, change your energy. If we can help you change your energy, change your vibration, that will change your life in a very short way. So now, we've got a real simple technique. However, it's not a lightning fast fix. Remember, this is a fast age of fast food, and this is perhaps a fast answer, but it's still going to take you about 3 days. It works if you're willing to do your own work. Well, maybe that's a technique that just sounds too simple to make any sense. And life conditions us, what, no pain, no gain? Well, this will take you only about 20 seconds every time you're in the bathroom.
And also in the last segment, we were talking about the pineal, so we really want to incorporate both those. So on our website, you go right on the home page, and it'll show you all the different techniques, and it'll show you the technique for being in your pineal. The pineal allows you some 366 senses that some of us have never used. So that allows us to be more sensitive but less reactive. How many things in the world do I really want to feel and take on to me? Not many, folks. I don't want to take their thoughts, their feelings, their ideas, their beliefs. I don't need that any longer, but I want to stay sensitive because by staying sensitive, it allows you to be open to your own higher self. So you be sure you read that part because after a while, when we get into our pineal and it allows that part to develop, that's when we can move back into our heart but not engage the lower three chakras in the same way. Now,
that's called the Living Light Breath. So if you go right to the home page, there'll be a block that is exactly one link, and it's called the Living Light Breath. Click on that, and it's going to give you all the directions and the instructions of what a breath technique. That breath technique will take you between 3 and 5 minutes in the morning. The other technique I was talking about is only going to take you 20 seconds every time you go to the toilet.
And
so
a
total that you work on yourself all day long is what? 7 minutes? 8 minutes? Certainly you can take 7 or 8 minutes on yourself to help yourself change your life.
Okay, so we want to go back to the clearing technique because we're running out of time. And the clearing technique is just very simple. Anything you can do all day long is a state of mind. We all got it? Anything you do. But because of our busy schedule and our life, it's very difficult. So we've associated with going to the bathroom because you're by yourself. You have a moment. You can do that. And by when you go to the restroom and you go to the toilet, you think clear, like you're just imagining every feeling, emotion, idea that's been you picked up in the last couple hours that doesn't feel good, to let it go. And then you bring your field into your belly. You bring your energy in. You bring your field back. That's the times that people have taken your energy or made you feel bad. You're bringing it back to your belly. And then you love yourself. And this is the part that's so many challenge. You love yourself the way you love a sunset, flowers, a warm bath, going for a bike ride, something you truly, unconditionally love. Gardening, it can be anything. It's anything that you love. Music. But every time you think clear, you pull your field in or be present, and you love yourself. You do that once, and you do it over and over and over and over. And in a very short time, you can start to feel a change. Because how much do you have to love yourself before you change?
You only have to love yourself 1% more than you ever have. It's not like we're asking you to love yourself 110% more. You're just going to love yourself 1% more. That's going to help your vibration get lighter. And the lighter you can become, the less reactive you're going to be, the less that you will respond in the same old way, in the same old energetic pattern.
It even changes the dynamics with a relationship. If you're in a relationship now and you're practicing your clearing and pulling your energy field and loving yourself, you will not be a receptacle of that kind of vibration any longer. It will pass through you without accumulating or becoming static energy within you.
So now we've given you a couple choices. You know, what have you got to lose? You want to help yourself change your life and change some of the old energy patterns, change your vibration, change your life. You can also read a lot more on our website. There's lots of pages for you that talk about how you have different ways of changing your life. So do we believe that you have to center in your heart? Absolutely yes. Of course we do. But only after you've developed and practiced becoming more sensitive and allowing yourself the space of whether or not you want to be reactive. You know, let's let go of that old knee-jerk reaction every time something comes near us. Let's give ourselves the opportunity to be less reactive so that we can have a choice. And maybe all it is being able to take a half a breath in that moment before we react to something so that we get to respond. Is that a safer, a more gentler way of being in your life?
And the information that we have been sharing today is in our book, The Way It Works, which is free on the website, and also the newsletter, and that was the August 08 newsletters, and they're on our website, and that talks about all about the heart and how we run energy.
Remember, the heart chakra is a lot more than what you even think it is. So if you're interested in how to remain open and balanced in your chakras, back fully to yourself, that information can be found on our website. There's lots of books you can read and newsletters and different articles. And the website is www.kenpage.com. This show is called The Way It Works, and we're so happy that you were able to join us today. We ask that you tune in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. You can also email us at office@kenpage.com if you have a question. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, and to the first 10 people that email us after the show, we'll send you a free copy of our book called The Way It Works. We call that book Energy Dynamics 101. Just give us your mailing address.
This is from Ken Page, me, and Nancy Nestor, you.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Change your life. Have a good one.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.